other things. I mean, it's time to move on and talk about some other things. And if you don't mind, we're going to do that for a little while here today. And going forward, I've had all I can take of this other topic. So how about something new? And the crowd cheers and the kids go wild. Joining me now is Casey Brill, the Executive Director of Brand Protection at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce's Global Innovation Policy Center. A lot of scams this time of the year and a lot of things to be aware of. Casey, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much. Good morning and happy holidays.
Merry Christmas to you. That's what I say. Good to have you here. Counterfeit merchandise, fraudulent shopping apps, and of course, porch pirates. All part of the season, right?
Absolutely right. And you know, the e-commerce has made it so easy to get our small packages delivered directly to our door. It's global connectivity, but if you can believe it, there are actually criminals that are peddling counterfeit products unknowingly to the consumer every single day online.
Yeah, I think we should put something, a nice surprise, in a couple of these packages we set on the porch for people, Casey. You know, maybe we put something in there that they don't expect, just something nice for them if they steal it off the porch. Surprise, not a Christmas gift like you had in mind. All right, let's talk about some of the counterfeit things that are out there that people get hoodwinked on pretty easily. What are some of the common products where people get deceived?
Yeah, so during the holiday season, it actually happens more and more often with toys. If you can believe it, it's phone chargers, it's makeup, automotive parts. It can even be medicine when shopping online or contact lenses. But we're seeing this year as a trend, many magnetic children's toys that are actually counterfeit magnets in the product itself. So as a general tip, and of course we've always talked about this, but trust your instincts. If the price is too good to be true, it really is. And that is especially true in the toy context.
So when you're talking about magnetic toys, give me an example of one of the toys you're talking about that people get basically ripped off on because they buy something, they pay a certain price, expect a certain product in return, and they get, well, frankly, junk, right?
That's exactly it. And the truth is, you know, we know as consumers, if we're going to a brick-and-mortar store, we're going to check the outside of the store. We're going to make sure that we're dealing with a reputable entity. But with a website, sometimes those things are difficult. So we have some top 10 tips on our website just to make sure that you're safe online. It's the globalipcenter.com. You can go to any website and make sure that you are dealing in a very safe transaction. So look for that S at the top of the screen. If you see HTTPS, you know that you have a secure transaction. And at least in that moment, you're making sure that your financial identity is not compromised. You're making sure that you're dealing with a reputable person on the other side of that computer.
Right, that makes good sense. But when you don't go to brick and mortar, right, and you get these things delivered, what happens if, let's say, you've gone through all the things you've talked about. You're at a secure site. You've used the secure site to make your payment. And then the box shows up and the porch pirates don't steal it. And you get a chance to open it and you look and you go, you know, this just doesn't seem right to me. This seems like it's bogus. I mean, do the folks like retailers like Amazon and others have protections in place if you get something that you say, hey, I don't think this is on the up and up? Is there recourse for you?
You've got it. So you can open up that package and you have about four different steps you can take. You can go right back to the retailer, whether that's online or in the store, and make sure that you get an authentic product. You can also report it. You can go to your local law enforcement. You can go to a few different websites, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, even your Better Business Bureau. And then there's something called Report IP Theft. So obviously this is all about intellectual property theft, the bad guys ripping off the authentic product. And you can go to this button and report what you've seen, and that starts a potential action into a criminal entity. What's crazy about the counterfeit trade is it actually funds criminal enterprises. It's illicit trafficking of goods, and the global scope of physical counterfeiting today is a more than $509 billion problem. So this is not a small problem at all, but there are many places in check for the consumer to really identify that this is not a legitimate product. please help and make sure that they get the product that they deserve at their front door.
$509 billion. I want to meet the guy that was assigned to come up with that number. John, we've got a long story problem for you here, John. Can you show us your work on the math? I'm just kidding, of course. Casey Brill here, by the way, a proud graduate of Michigan State University, so not too far from where we originate every day. And you're also, but you spend your time doing brand protection, defending brands, because if somebody buys a brand, Louis Vuitton, whatever it might be, right? And it's a fake, it hurts the actual brand because people are like, they're turned off by the experience. They have a negative experience. And even though it's a fake, it's a counterfeit, it might have an effect of tarnishing the actual legitimate, genuine brand, right?
That's right. And for our global economy, you know, your listeners may know this, but IP intensive industries, so intellectual property intensive industries, actually create over 45 million jobs. So when we think about intellectual property theft, we're actually thinking about all of those U.S. jobs. And then two-thirds of U.S. exports, $5 million in output, all of that is being compromised by intellectual property theft. But we did some research this past year, and we found out that over 60% of Americans plan to buy everything online this year, from clothing to personal care items, and this is all around holiday shopping. So if most of America are buying their purchases, you know, whether holiday items or not, online, we know that a third of those consumers have been tricked into buying these low-quality fakes. It's pretty easy to be duped, and it's pretty easy to be duped unknowingly. You know, I think that everybody has a good faith effort to want to find a good deal.
Sure.
I love a bargain.
Yeah, I love a bargain, but don't buy it from Bob out of the trunk of his car. That's my advice. If you're walking in the mall and Bob says, hey, psst, I got a deal for you over here, don't buy out of the trunk. I mean, is that bad advice or good advice at Christmas?
No, it's good advice, and the same goes online. You wouldn't want to buy it from kind of a person that you're not so clear about, a flea market,
right,
or otherwise, you know, on foot, and you wouldn't want to do so online either. So essentially just guard your personal information. Illicit websites, and these are, you know, those that are funded by criminal organizations producing the counterfeits, they can install malware on your computer and potentially compromise your personal identity.
No laughing matter there.
Know who you're dealing with online.
Yeah, no laughing matter if they put malware or ransomware or any of these other things that they can infect your computer with. Casey, very, very good idea. But if you're last minute shopping, do not shop in the trunk of Bob's car. That's the takeaway here today, of course. Casey, I always appreciate you being here. If we don't talk again, Merry Christmas, and thank you for all you do.
Merry Christmas. Thank you so much, and go green. Have a wonderful morning.
There you go, Casey. Casey Brill, Executive Director of Brand Protection at the United States Chamber of Commerce's Global Innovation Policy Center. And that goes for you too, New York. No shopping out of Bob's trunk, even if it's last-minute shopping and you only have a few minutes and a few dollars, don't do it. All right, it's 41 after on a Thursday. It's the Steve Gruber Show, back after this. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing. You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom, but a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And, well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.